He was a starter at defensive end in every Viking game. From the birth of the franchise in 1961 until his retirement in 1979. Today we honor number 70, Jim Marshall.
Jim Marshall was known as the Iron Man of the NFL. Playing in 282 consecutive games during his 20 seasons, a record that would stand for many years. But beyond his durability, the leader of the Minnesota Vikings defense also went to the Pro Bowl twice and started in four Super Bowls. His 127 sacks ranks second all-time in Vikings history. But the foundation for this great career started at East High School in Columbus, Ohio.
My football experiences at East High School were excellent. I had a coach, Ralph Webster, and he kind of prepared me for my next step. He prepared us to be hard workers. You know, it was a very intense program that he had. He really taught us how to play the game and how to treat your body and things like that.
While sports was an important part of Jim's young life, he also had a passion for his schoolwork, including some non-traditional subjects.
Football was not my only sport. I ran track, and it was actually, to me, a little more fun than it was football. I ran the 100, the 220, the quarter, at the time, the long jump, and hurdles. So I loved to run. And of course that fit well with my football career because again, you're honing your skills. You're learning how to increase your speed and get that little bit of extra out of you when you're really tired. I learned poetry. So I liked English because of the poetry and I liked art. So I was a very good student in both of those, and it added a lot. You know, it put a little softness to the hard way that you live when you're playing athletics, especially if you're planning on playing pro athletics.
Along the way, Jim was fortunate to have been influenced by some meaningful people who helped shape his career.
Well, my first influence was Bill Willis. Who was, he went to East High School, went on to play for the Cleveland Browns. He's in the College Hall of Fame. He's in the High School Hall of Fame, College Hall of Fame, and the NFL Hall of Fame. So he was a great example as to how you should, you know, run your life if you wanted to get someplace. And he was a very, very hard worker. My grandfather was a great one on ethics. And he always felt that whatever job you have, you constantly do your best, you never quit. So he just reinforced everything that my coaches were teaching me. And so playing a game and if I didn't wear myself out, if I didn't leave everything on the field, I felt that I hadn't played well. And by the time I got to college and got to the pros, that was all I concentrated on, making sure every play I played the hardest I could play and just made sure that all my efforts were spent on the field.
But 1979 was a transition year, and week 15 brought home a reminder that the tenure of an honorable old order was drawing to a close.
We have asked that one man to delay his entrance for a moment so that all of us will have an opportunity to express something special for a very special man. He is playing his final game at Metropolitan Stadium today, number 70. The captain of 10 divisional champions and 4 Viking Super Bowl teams, Jim Marshall.
I want to thank the NFL for honoring me and East High School with the Golden Football Award. Staying in school, working hard, enjoying the camaraderie of your schoolmates in sports, theater, art, music, whatever your passion is, and then being a high school graduate. all set the groundwork for you to have choices in the direction your life will take. My experience at East High set the stage for me to attend college, which led to my opportunity to play professional football and have a long and successful career. You can build on your experiences at East just like I did. Do the hard work. Have fun while you're doing it. And don't let anything block your path to success.